Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples sitting down here with Jack Alston, director of the Pottawatomie County Economic Development Organization. Jack, haven't had you in for a while. We appreciate you coming on and talking with us here today.
Thank you.
Let's get right into things here. We got a workforce crisis summit. It's going to be happening in Manhattan here on May 17th. This is a pretty important ordeal here for the local businesses in our area, and not just in Pottawatomie County, but really the entire Manhattan area.
Yeah, so, you know, we've been working on workforce since 2014. We've done a couple studies internal on just how bad the workforce situation is and labor availability and labor characteristics. And we also, this in particular, in this round in 2018, we interviewed a number of Manhattan employers. It was actually equally balanced between Riley County and Pottawatomie County employers. And the manufacturers and the construction companies felt particularly pinched and were calling this a crisis because they couldn't find – they couldn't bid on jobs because they couldn't find enough employees, or they couldn't be certain that they would have enough employees. And some of the manufacturers were having to put on not only second shifts, but they couldn't put on second shifts because they couldn't find the people. So what they do is they'd have some of their workers, in particular their welders, work 40 to 70 hours a week. And it wasn't really – it's not really good for productivity.
No.
And then the situation was such that I said, well, we'll call everybody together and looking at other models around the country. We'll bring them all into a room. And we'll have panels on manufacturing and a panel on construction. Then we'll have panels on providers. So we had that summit December 13th, and it worked out pretty good, and we developed a paper. So the second workforce crisis summit will be at is by invitation, and it's going to be Friday, May 17th, 7:30 in the morning. The focus will be the same, but it'll be different, in that it's going to be office and technology instead of manufacturing. It's going to be some government, and it's going to be K-State itself, the student union, communications and agriculture, and human capital services that are going to address some of those problems. So not only are the problems taking place in manufacturing and construction, they're across the board. And it's not just not enough workers. It's also the soft skills approach. They don't have the skills to and abilities to move on. And that's why the work keys testing is so important, because it tests the cognitive and functional skills of each high school junior. And that also has been taking place. We've been testing for 4 years now in Pottawatomie County. And this year, thanks to the legislature, inside the school finance bill is that all high school juniors will take the work keys assessment. And because of that, employers will have a better idea of whether or not those high school students are fit and eligible and can handle the foundational skills needed for those positions.
Is that kind of the trend here with communities of our size here, and not a big regional population, that we just need to kind of work from within here?
Absolutely. And it's not just a Manhattan or a Wamego. Communities that are now certified work-ready, like we are in Pott County, include Omaha, St. Louis, all of South Carolina, most all of North Carolina. So Louisiana, Mississippi. I mean, they're jumping aboard because all we're doing is trying to recruit from other areas of the country, which makes it very, very difficult. And when we did the last labor study in 2018, we found that, especially in white-collar worker, relocation to the area has become a weakness because the issue is nationwide. Labor's just tightening. Now, it's easy to recruit Kansas State graduates and those from inside the state because they understand Manhattan and who Manhattan is. recruiting from outside Kansas, according to the 40 employers we spoke to, is hard unless the firm has a viable name recognition like Caterpillar. Everybody knows who Caterpillar is. Now, since GTM has become champion, maybe that will change with them too, as well, because that's an outside name recognition. And human resource managers feel that the quality of the two- or three-bedroom home is a little high. It may not be a little high with the home builders because they gotta put in extra assessments on everything that makes that home a little higher. So there's got to be some education there. But in recruiting scientists, engineers, and physicians, there's almost like a lack of diversity and diverse cultural amenities. And that's why that multicultural center that's going up at KSU is so important. Another issue that a lot of human resource managers find in the white-collar area is finding jobs for spouses of these managers, professionals, and engineers that are coming into the area. I know for a fact with my family, they have had some difficulty finding employment, and they're PhDs and have master's degrees. So it's a slippery slope. You know, you're trying to recruit somebody, but you're also trying to recruit their spouse, which makes things a little difficult.
In terms of recruiting here with salaries, how are we as far as competitiveness there?
We did these salary analysis, and they did it at the regional leaders retreat, and we used the Economic Research Institute, which is the most viable benchmark for studying wages and salaries, and uses a number of algorithms to look at all the hyperboles involved. And we're with the other university communities, our salary structure is a little low. It's not the lowest, but it's a little low, with the housing be a little higher than the universities. And actually, we probably need to do a deep dive on what some of our wages should be. And as I talk to employers, I think they're moving up the wage scale almost to the T, especially in the construction areas. I think I see that happening. And it's moving more employers into, you know, mentoring and internships and part-time as well. So employers are becoming more innovative in order that they don't have to pay extraordinary wages and shoot up costs for them.
Sure, and I know a big part of that is probably health insurance driving that as well. This event, you mentioned it's by invitation only here, so who are the folks that will be attending here?
Well, if you're a member of the Manhattan Chamber, you can call the Manhattan Chamber or just tell us you're a member, and you can RSVP to Jessica at ecodevo.com. And of course, our investors and the Manhattan Chamber investors are all welcome to attend as well, and as well as like K-State professors and those involved in K-State would be allowed to attend. But we only have a block of maybe 15 more because we have X amount of seating and X amount of capacity.
After this is all done here on May 17th, you're going to have some sort of report. Who do you present that to? Do you take that to city leaders?
Well, now what we will do is the people that attend it and other people that we have a list of people that are interested in the workforce, we send it to them and say, here's some good information to have. Because I'm heavily involved in the Human Resource Management Network. I'm the chair of diversity this year. And we're going to be studying these issues and seeing how the community can make improvement, either in the HR ranks or the chamber or the Pottawatomie County Economic Development, and see if there's holes inside of what we're doing and how we can do it better.